Welcome back to the Haley's Appliance Countdown to Kickoff Show on the Liberty Flames Sports Network from Van Wagner. We're 10 minutes away from kickoff, and it's now time to hear the pregame thoughts from head coach Jamie Chadwell. Once again, here's the voice of the Flames, Alan York.
It's Liberty UMass here today, regular season home finale for Liberty football. And Coach, we'll start with your senior class, 17 seniors going through senior day today. Typically in your career, what has been involved with your senior days as a head coach, and how is this one any different or maybe the same?
Most of them are typically the same. You go out a little earlier than normal because you got to clear the field right before. So you can, depending on how many you have, we obviously have 17, so we'll leave the field about 5 minutes earlier than normal. And sometimes you introduce them individually and then you walk out. Other times they're already out there and then you just say something about them. That's how ours will, you know, be today. They'll be out there lined up and you know, they'll say something about them and introduce who's with them. Sometimes you give them things, like right there. It could be a collage. It could be something else. Other times you wait till after, you know, after the season. Yeah. Typically here, obviously it's my first one, but they give them something after the game or after the season. So we'll follow that model. But it's always, you know, the benefit for us is just not technically the last home game, which is good. Yeah. You know, and so maybe the emotions of that might not be as much as it would have been. But it's always a big day just because you've been somewhere 4 or 5 years, some maybe just one, you know, depending on how things are. But it's always a good day because it's almost a finality to your college career.
You match a program record with your 10th win last week against Old Dominion. You've been about history making here, Jamie. No team has ever won 11 games in a regular season here for Liberty football. What's been the approach this week as you get ready to take on UMass?
You know, we've not really brought that up much. You know, occasionally, you know, I'll drop it in there. Hey, another opportunity for history standpoint. Really, the more the focus has been on, I thought, how we played last week, how we prepared. Can we replicate that? Can we do it again? Because that's what we do. And so that's been more of the push. And obviously, this embracing the disrespect or, hey, the opportunities that the team has put them, the position they've put themselves in, we want to finish that. And so we've talked a little bit about it, but that's not been the main focus.
When you look at you're getting ready to play your 11th game, how do workouts and how much load you put on players this time of season, does that change as you prepare for an opponent?
You know, it does. I've always wondered, like, how much do you go? I don't know if anybody has, like, the right formula. We actually probably this year went longer as far as how we've practiced up until last week. I mean, truthfully, now, and maybe that's because we had sort of the two open dates in between after 4-4, but this week we did pull back not necessarily from our preparation and getting ready for opponent, but instead of maybe doing 10 minutes against each other, you only did five, you know. Okay. Instead of doing 2 days of what we call pre-practice where we catch kicks and all that, we did one of them. And so you cut the time down. Instead of being out there 2 hours, we're out there an hour 40. So that 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes every day, that adds up a little bit. So we cut back from that standpoint. And so you hope you still play well. You know, my nervousness is we don't play as well. I'm like, wow, we shouldn't have cut. You know, that's in your mind. But, you know, you need – is because the season's so long, their body gets wore down. You do have to do what's best to keep them fresh. And it's a challenge because you got to be your best in November.
Well, let's look at this UMass team as we dive into our Alcova Mortgage keys to the game. Tyson Pumichon, when healthy, pretty good quarterback for UMass. They've also got a 1,000-yard rusher. So offensively, what is your defense up against here today?
Well, you mentioned the 1,000-yard rusher. He does a great job. Physical back, does have the speed to take it the distance there. And so we've got to try to make them one-dimensional. We've got to be able to load the box. And the quarterback's obviously a talented guy. He's been at some different places. Mm-hmm. And he can't beat you, but we want him to beat us being a quarterback. Now, he runs the ball a lot, so we're going to have to be really sound at what we do there. But we cannot let the running back, let them milk the clock, let them get, you know, chunk plays from a run game standpoint. That sets up so much other stuff. So we got to do a really good job there. And that's going to be, to me, our biggest challenge. And so from a most of the teams we've been playing lately have been heavy pass first, right? And this will be the first time we probably in a while that we've faced a heavy run team. So we got to be ready for that.
And sneak peek offensively into your game plan, what do you think you'll be able to do here today?
Well, you know, they're going to give you tons of different looks. And so I think for us, we just got to you'll see us maybe not as many formations, but some things that we know feel like we know we're going to get, and then we stay in those and then take advantage of what that is. We've got to do a really good job, I think, of getting the ball down the field and creating some explosive plays. They've given up a lot of explosive plays. You know they're going to be selling out for the run, and we got to be able to make those shot plays.
All right, Jamie, appreciate the time. Have fun here today, and we'll catch up when the game's over.
All right, Flames.
Flames. That's head coach Jamie Chadwell, Liberty hosting UMass here today on Senior Day. We've got the kickoff coming up from Williams Stadium after this on the Liberty Flames Sports Network from Van Wagner.
This is Liberty Flames football.
I'm not only a believer, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. When you got an opportunity to impact people at the most prestigious institution of higher learning from a Christian background is Liberty University, you don't pass that up. I believe God's ordained this opportunity for me, and I'm blessed to be the football coach here.
It's our plan to have our athletic program comparable to USC, to Notre Dame, to Alabama, to anybody in time.
Strike the stone.
I'm very confident in just our buy-in and discipline as a team, and I feel like we're going to keep elevating and getting better, so the sky's really the limit. It's really on our control.
Rise with us.
Snap, spot.
Go! Block! It's blocked! Oh, the Flames yes! have won! The Flames have won! Block kick, and Liberty celebrates in Orlando. 37-34.
Play action. White under pressure. Dog pile back at the 22. Whoa!
This is Flames Nation.
Kick on the way. It's floating up and hits it. He hit it!
25-20, 15-10, 5, pylon! Light him up! Touchdown, Liberty!
Lamb to throw, end zone.
Intercepted! We win! Intercepted! We win!
We are Lynchburg's hometown team.
Snap, spot, kick, has the leg. It is good! With 1 second left!
From Central and Northern Virginia to the Roanoke Valley and the Sand Hills of North Carolina, the Liberty Flames Sports Network from Van Wagner is on the air. The Liberty Flames Sports Network from Van Wagner presents live radio play-by-play coverage of Liberty Flames football. Today's broadcast of Liberty football is presented through underwriting support from Larry's Tire and Auto Repair. Larry's Tire provides preventative maintenance, repair, and service at multiple locations and at larrystireservice.com. The Liberty Bookstore, the official online store of Liberty Athletics. Motor World, the North American Mission Board. Learn to live your life on mission through a GenSend experience. Peary Family Dentistry. Century Exteriors, providing roofing, gutters, windows, and home remodeling. More information is available at centuryexteriors.com. Segra. Segra offers customized business technology solutions. You can learn more at segra.com. The Oasis, offering resort-style student living and the official apartment sponsor of Liberty Athletics. And by Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
Snap to Bennett on 3rd and 15. Throws it over the middle, and a twisting catch by Treon Sibley gets into the end zone. Line him up. Touchdown, Liberty.
It's game time on the Liberty Flames Sports Network from Van Wagner. Alongside Jason Porter, once again, here's the voice of the Flames, Alan York.
And from Williams Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia, this is Liberty football. Today, the 25th-ranked Flames, 10-0 the year, take on the 3-7 UMass Minutemen. Let's head downstairs. Carter Bank update. Here's Nick Pierce.
Yeah, just went out to midfield for the coin toss. Flames do not win the toss again here today, so that still goes against them, but they've been winning everything else. That's all that matters. UMass defers its option to the second half. That means Liberty will receive to start things here, and they'll be driving down to the north end zone, Alan.
All right, thanks a lot, Nick. Our field update brought to you by Carter Bank and Trust. Liberty white helmet, red jersey, red pants. UMass white from head to toe with the maroon numbers and lettering with Massachusetts across the chest. Aaron Bedgood to our left, set to receive the kickoff from C.J. Kaloji. Got 43 kickoffs, 14 touchbacks. And for Bedgood, averaging 20 yards per return. Sunsplash day here in Lynchburg, and Let's play some football. Here comes the run-up by Kaloji. Low line drive. Helicopter spin on the football to bounce at the two. Angle inside the pylon for a touchback. And so Liberty will have it first down and 10.
A little bit of a win today, too, so we'll kind of keep that in eye tonight or today from right to left.
Yeah, and the fire burning here as well. Not here, but, you know, regionally, yeah. It's affected at least our view here. A lot of haze in the sky. But no delay in this game as the Flames, with the nation's leading rushing attack at 278 yards on the ground, will have it first down and 10 from inside the left hash as they move left to right. Caden Salter, number 7 in red, takes the football, will swing it out near side. Bedgood and the right flat will run it up around the 23-yard line. Gain of a couple for Bedgood, as Luce Julian, backup defensive end, makes the stop for UMass as they come off a win over Merrimack last week. Held Merrimack to a season-low 95 yards rushing. And one of their key defensive linemen, Billy Wooden, fifth-year senior from Towson, Maryland. He's their third leading tackler. Second down and 8. Handoff, Quentin Cooley between the hash marks, banging off of white jerseys all the way up to the 34-yard line. He'll pick up 7. Jordan Mahoney, Trey Powell, a couple of defensive backs knock him down.
Cooley has that stutter step in the backfield. I think he gets lost behind the offensive linemen sometimes, and the hole opens up, and he's able to gain some positive yardage out of the gate.
5'7", 210-pound junior comes in, number 11 in the country, 1,066 yards on the ground. Third down, 1. Cooley again. Between the hashes, lowers the shoulder pads. He'll take it up to the 37-yard line, picks up 3. J.B. Brown, a defensive lineman, a transfer from Arizona, where Don Brown, the UMass head coach, used to be the defensive coordinator before making his second stint as the head coach of the Minutemen. First Bank and Trust, first down at the 37, and a end-around handoff to Bedgood. Up to the 47-yard line, and he'll pick up right around 10. Well, that's not quite 10. It's going to be a gain of 8. Second down and 2 at the 45. Salter zips it near side. Jumping grab by Bedgood. Takes it into UMass territory on the near side numbers. Picks up 7 down to the 47. Isaiah Rutherford, Notre Dame transfer, makes the stop for UMass.
Bit of a sidearm sling there from Caden to get that around the rusher.
Another First Bank and Trust first down for the Flames. Again, Liberty leads the country in time of possession. Nearly 34 minutes of game action. Flames possess the ball. Three receivers left. Salter, play action, backs up at the 45, airs it out right side, and a catch made at the 18-yard line. Going out of bounds is Errol Rogers with his first catch as a Liberty Flame, just his fifth ball game. Tyler Rudolph makes the stop at the 11-yard line.
Nice route by Rogers, and K-Salt had all the time in the world. Fantastic protection by that offensive line again.
First Bank and Trust first down. That pass to Rogers covers 36 yards. Bedgood to the right of Salter at the 11. One receiver wide left, that's Daniels. Snap to Salter, pitches to Bedgood around the right side, twisting down to the 8-yard line, picks up 3, where Trey Powell met him in midair and wrestled him down to the turf on the near side numbers. Flames heading to the north end zone to our right, adjacent the Liberty Football Center, the Liberty dance team with the sun shining off of their pom-poms right in front of that building right now. Second down and 8. From the 9, no score, 3 minutes gone. Salter in the shotgun, gets the snap, fakes it right on the pass, now throws out to the left and overshoots Quentin Cooley, who is a seldom player in the pass game. It'll be third down and 9.
Yeah, solid pass rush by UMass there to make Salter rush that throw just a little bit. It would have been quite an athleticism play by Cooley to have pulled that in.
Three receivers go left. Noah Frith, C.J. Daniels, he's the Flames' leading receiver. And Rogers in the slot on 3rd and 9 from the 9. Salter on the right hash. In trouble. Now we'll run to the 10, to the 5, and towards the goal line, and he's going to be short right around the 1 foot line. He'll have a first Bank and Trust first down as he picked up 9.5. Darius Gordon, or Gooden, pardon me, saves the score. It's first down and goal from the 1-inch line.
Seen it all.
Can just sneak it in if he wants
to. Yeah, we've seen it all year. Just when you think you've got all the pass coverage buckled up, K-Salt hits the wheels.
Opening drive of the game, 11 minutes left in the first quarter. Cooley lines up to the right of Salter, first and goal at the 1 foot line. Snap to Salter. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself into the end zone. Light him up. Touchdown, Liberty. Caden Salter with his 10th rushing touchdown of the year, putting the Flames up 6-0, 10:47 left in the first quarter.
Nice hesitation on K-Salt just to take what the defense gave him, and it was right up the gut. Easy score for Kevin.
For that, Caden Salter is 36th touchdown. He is chasing Malik Willis, who had 40 back in 2021. That was a program record. Nick Brown with the extra point. It is on the way. And it is good. Timeout down below with 10:47 left, first quarter. Liberty 7, UMass nothing. This is Flames football from Van Wagner.
Alcova Mortgage branch partner Joe Yock is a proud supporter of the Liberty Flames. Alcova Mortgage provides home mortgage and lending services to clients throughout Central Virginia. Joe Yock helps clients through the complex mortgage process, explains the options, and guides clients to avoid common mistakes. Joe Yock can be reached at 434-258-3549 and at alcova.com/JoeJ.
NMLS ID 315849, Alcova Mortgage. NMLS ID 40508, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, Equal Housing Lender.
AquaPros is a proud supporter of Liberty Flames Athletics. AquaPros serves Lynchburg and the surrounding region with hot tubs, pools, grills, hearth items, and accessories. AquaPros carries brands including the Big Green Egg, Marquee Spas, Hearthstone and Vermont Casting Stoves, and more. With locations in Lynchburg, Bedford, and Roanoke, AquaPros is ready to serve you. More information on AquaPros is available by phone at 434-237-5913 or at aquapros.com.
The Journey appreciates support from John and Karen Fuqua of Blue Mountain Builders, LLC. Blue Mountain Builders is a family-owned business in Lynchburg. They provide commercial construction, residential home building services, and specialize in framing and drywall. Blue Mountain Builders can be reached at bmbva.com, on Facebook, and in the Journey Business Directory at myjourneyfm.com. Blue Mountain Builders would like to thank their employees for their hard work and God for His many blessings.
Liberty 7, UMass nothing, 10:47 left. First quarter, Flames go 10 plays, 75 yards. Caden Salter capped it off with a one-yard touchdown run. The 10th rushing score for the Flames sophomore quarterback. Today's broadcast of Liberty football presented in part by the Higher Bond dating app for underwriting support. Higher Bond is a Christian dating app built for Christian singles at higherbond.com. Alongside Jason Porter, I'm Alan York. On the play-by-play, Max Morgan will kick it off. He had a couple of OBs last week. And that is something that Coach Chadwell says cannot happen again. Greg DeWozier Jr., the deep man. Here comes the kickoff. It's going to be short, caught up in the wind. And a fair catch called for at the 19 by UMass. And so they'll have it at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, we mentioned the wind earlier. Nick's probably got a better read on it, but looking at the goalpost flags here, they're whipping some, but Hicks' kick was high enough there, it really just kind of sat down and died.
So UMass will come out, and their quarterback, Tyson Pumachon, has a brace on his right knee. Banged up that knee against Auburn in week 2. After rushing for 96 yards in a week 0 win over New Mexico State. First down 10, handoff on a sweep around the right side and a stop of that and a run down the hash mark.
And that's Kayron Lynch Adams, their leading rusher, transfer from Rutgers. Jay Hardy, defensive lineman, makes the stop. Liberty shuffling through that D-line with Kendi Charles, their D-line leader, coming into this season. Injured last week and more than likely done for the year. Flag is out on second down. And Johnny Hazard, the left tackle, possibly
false
the guilty
start.
Party.
58, offense, 5-yard penalty, still second down.
It is on Johnny Hazard, 6'6 junior, offensive tackle from West Rowan High School.
Just in case the refs didn't see it, T.J. Bush was quick to point it out.
Yeah,
too.
It certainly was. West Rowan's in Salisbury, North Carolina. We'll talk more about that town coming up as we move on here. Loss of 5, second down, and 12 now for UMass at the 23. Snap to Pumajon, play action, throw over the middle, incomplete. The intended receiver was Anthony Simpson. He's their leading receiver. Ball batted away past the line of scrimmage.
Nice coverage by Preston Hodge, too. Right step and step with that wide receiver for UMass.
Third down, 12 for UMass. Lynch Adams to the left of Pumajon. UMass 38% on third down. Throw near side. Pass caught by Christian Wells. And he might have a first. Or is that Simpson? That was Simpson, pardon me. Brandon Bishop pushing Simpson out on the near side. And it's going to be fourth down after a gain of 11. Fourth and one for UMass. 9:41 left, first quarter, 7-0 Liberty. On fourth down this season, UMass just 2 of 11. That is 18%. Last week in the win over Merrimack, they did not have to convert a fourth down. This is fourth and one. Two receivers go wide right. Snap to Pumajon. He feeds Lynch Adams and literally put his right paw in the back of Lynch Adams and pushed him into the hole. And Pumajon stands 6'4", about 225. Anything he tells me I'm going to do, he's that big.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that helped get the first Bank and Trust first down.
Liberty's defense looked a little chaotic right there. Okay. I'm not sure they were totally matched up for that.
Ball spotted at the 36 of the Minutemen. 7-0 Liberty. Pumajon in a crouch stance, gets the snap, backs up in the pocket, throws it up top, right sideline, and the turf monster tackled Mark Pope. He had a step on the Flames, and if not for that, he might have run underneath that ball.
Yeah, I think we got a snapshot of Pumajon's arm strength on that one, AY. That was a flick of the wrist, and that was, what, 40 yards, 35 yards?
Oh, yeah.
Nice ball.
So second down and 10, 7-0 Liberty, 8.5 left in the first quarter. Split backs this time to the left and right of Pumajon, who sends two receivers wide right, one left. Play action, Pumajon runs right and tosses to Simpson, their leading receiver, and Tyron Dupree chases him out of bounds. They've already gone to Simpson now three times, the junior transfer from Arizona. He's their leading receiver on the year with 45 catches, 637 yards. After a gain of 3, it's 3rd and 7 from the UMass 40. As we view it here, high atop the east side behind the Liberty students, UMass moving right to left. Five receivers in the set. Five-man stunt for Liberty. Throw over the middle. Ball caught, then fumbled and recovered by Liberty at the 40-yard line by Brandon Bishop. And we will see if it stands or if they take a look at it. Preston Hodge was the one that knocked it out. And Brandon Bishop comes away with a fumble recovery. And it's going to stand, at least for the moment.
Yeah, great play by Hodge. Called his name just a minute ago. But, again, solid timing. And he came up right behind that wide receiver for UMass. And I think that was a legitimate strip, Alan.
We are used to seeing Liberty take the ball away in the air. But that's close. I'm not going to tell you what my gut says.
We know what our heart says.
Yeah, my heart says it's going to stand. And that is the
21st turnover gained. Liberty chasing Bowling Green. Flames come in tied for third in the country in takeaways. Bowling Green's got 25. And at this point, if they're not going to buzz the official over, I'm going to give it back to Liberty.
Yeah, if this is indeed a turnover, boy, this is not what UMass wants coming out of the gate. Already has the deck kind of stacked against them today statistically.
Preston Hodge.
With the field of the fumble. And recovered by the defense is confirmed. First down.
All right. Preston Hodge has been so versatile for the Flames off defense this year. He can cover as a corner. He's got speed on that back end to play multiple positions. And Liberty at the plus 40 has a chance to just step on the UMass Minutemen's throat right now. 7-0 midway through the first quarter. And Brandon Bishop signs the football, gets the Joker mask. And away we go with the second possession for Liberty. Snap to Salter. Fakes the handoff, runs up the middle, and runs over a Minuteman defender who stood in there. That was Trey Powell who took a shoulder right in his stomach.
Oh.
13-yard gain for Caden Salter. First Bank and Trust first down to the 26.
Number 7 does not slide often on the rush.
Might have had his face mask pulled a little bit there on the back end of that tackle, too. No call.
Two wideouts left, one right. Ball's on the right hash. Salter evades a defender, sweeps left on the hash. Gets a block from Noah Frith and has a first down to the 15-yard line.
Wow.
So a gain of 12 for Caden Salter. Jordan Mahoney had this stop. Three straight rushes for Caden Salter. That might be a season high for number 7. He's already got one rushing touchdown. He's thrown for 26. First down for the 14 for Liberty, leading 7-0. Salter hands off up the middle to Bedgood, and he is going nowhere, right up the middle. Great defensive play that time by Luce Julian, redshirt sophomore from Orange, New Jersey.
It's not really how they've utilized Bedgood this year. He's been more speed guy to the outside. You got Billy Lucas in there now.
Billy did not play last week. Transfer from Duquesne. Second down, 10. Throw over the middle. Wide open. Light him up. Touchdown. Liberty, the tight end, Austin Henderson. His second touchdown of the season and the first since the week 3 win at Buffalo.
That tight end touchdown over the middle is something the Liberty's gone to this year. Nice route by Austin and great pitch and catch from Caden Salter.
Saw a similar score like that with Bentley Hanshaw.
Yep.
Tight ends heavily utilized in this offense for the Flames. Point after on the way through the uprights, and it is good. 6:16 left in the first quarter, 14-0 Liberty. After the touchdown strike from Caden Salter to Austin Henderson. We'll take a timeout on Employee Appreciation Day here at Liberty. Flames up 14-0 on Van Wagner.
At Carilion Clinic, the success of their employees is based on a culture that welcomes them and nurtures their growth. As the largest nonprofit employer west of Richmond, Carilion's team members are always learning and forever curious. Carilion is more than a healthcare system. It's a team of unique individuals doing what matters most, caring for the community. Visit carilionclinic.org/careers and search their opportunities. Come join 13,000 employees who are Carilion proud.
The Good Feet Store is a proud supporter of Liberty Flames Athletics. The art support specialists at the Good Feet Store offer customized art support options to help with foot, knee, and back pain. Every Good Feet location offers art support in a range of styles and sizes. The Good Feet Store is located at Ward's Crossing in Lynchburg and online at goodfeet.com. Thank you to the Good Feet Store in Lynchburg for supporting the Liberty Flames Sports Network from Van Wagner.
The Journey thanks Cardinal Car Wash for their support.
Cardinal Car Wash offers three locations, two in Alta Vista and one in Lynchburg. They offer multiple brushes and sprayers, including a pre-wash, power wash, tire brush, and hand air dryers. They also offer a clear coat wax sprayer and tri-color foam. Cardinal Car Wash locations and phone number can be found in the business directory at myjourneyfm.com. Thank you, Cardinal Car Wash, for supporting the journey and helping to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
.16 left in the first quarter, 14-0 Liberty. A throwing touchdown from Caden Salter to Austin Henderson caps a four-play 40-yard drive. And Liberty leads it 14-0.
Yeah, you like the initial execution here that the offense has been able to do. Nice play mix between rush and pass, and Caden Salter and his running ability too.
Caden Salter, 4-5, 59 yards passing, one touchdown, 35 yards on the ground. He's the reigning Conference USA Player of the Week. Number 37, Max Morgan, boots it downfield. A little bit more leg on this one, and returnable for Dewozier. Right hash mark. Oh, he's taken down to the 13-yard line. Huge play there by Nick Days.
Wow.
Whoa.
Senior day, senior tackle.
Oh, man.
Mm. Guys, I said it last week. This Flames coverage team, they take a lot of joy in getting down the field and knocking the fire out of somebody.
Mm.
And it doesn't matter if it's Nick Days or who it is, but it seems like once a week we're good for one of those.
Yeah.
Takes a certain type of attitude to play on special teams, especially as a young player where your playing time may not be what you want in regular scrimmage reps.
Yep.
But I know a lot of teams, and Liberty at one point used to use that as a breeding ground. You learn here first, and then we'll maybe move you up. And that's not the case everywhere, but you can certainly make an impression on the coaching staff with how you take that mental approach into special teams. And so Nick Days, one of the 17 seniors honored before the game, will have that one in the back of his memory bank for a long time.
No doubt. Special teams is a good way to stay on a roster. And speaking of special teams, how about Walt Akins here today, former Liberty Flames corner and longtime safety with the Miami Dolphins. They're recognizing him right now. He's up on the video board with Ian McCaw down here in this timeout. But Walt Akins stayed on that Dolphins roster for a long time, not necessarily as a safety, but as a special teams guy. And he had a lengthy stay in the NFL. We'll see if we can catch up with Walt maybe a little bit later here.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from Walt if you can catch up with him. That would be really cool. Remember, really fun video that he did with Kevin Fogg promoting Liberty. I think it was in 2013. They were hosting Coastal. Mm-hmm. On it might have been a Thursday night, maybe not, and they did some sort of way back in the day before graphics and all that stuff were important, encouraging fans and students to come to the game. So Walt Akins on the field right now being honored.
Big personality.
Oh, huge. And transferred in from Illinois.
Yep.
Redshirted here in 2010.
Parents were athletes, too, as I recall.
Yeah, yep. Liberty played basketball at Queens this past spring, and all the Akin family was at that basketball game. And out of the timeout from the 17, UMass in a hole right now, down 14-0. Four receivers in the package on the right hash. Ball comes back chest high to Pumichon. Hands off to Lynch Adams, trying to go up the middle, and then sweeps to the right, and he's going nowhere. Far side numbers around the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of one. Brian Whitehead, the second defensive end from Bartlett, Tennessee, makes the stop.
Mentioned on UMass's last possession, the speed on defense that Liberty has. It'll be interesting to see if they can actually get anything going around the edge here today.
For Whitehead, that's his eighth tackle of the year. Second down, nine. from the 18. Liberty leads at 14-0, 5:33 left. Here comes the blitz by Dupree. Pumichon to throw over the middle. And a catch made around his knees and brought it back high is Gino Campiotti. Redshirt senior moved from quarterback this year. Brandon Bishop makes the stop. And it'll be a gain of enough for a first down to the 30 for UMass on the right hash. 14-0 Liberty. Handoff up the middle, Lynch Adams, and his door is shut right up the middle. Gray Carroll, defensive end, striking that stone, taking that imaginary sledgehammer and slamming it down to the turf.
It looked like the second option on that handoff, and I think they had Simpson on the first option. I think they should have gone with that one.
On the window dressing
for
UMass. No gain, second down and 10. Right around the 30-yard line. 14-0 Liberty, 4:30 left, first quarter. Pumichon takes the snap, hands off to Lynch Adams, going right, and this time he runs into Quentin Reese, and a number of other red jerseys surround him. And no gain again, third down and 10. Quentin Reese waving his arms up and down, imploring the fans to stand up. Some of them do on the west side. Students here on the near side, well, they don't ever sit down.
They're
so they're standing.
Yeah.
Hear the cowbells, some keys shaking. Third and 10 from the 30. Three receivers left for Pumichon. There's the snap. Backs up in the pocket on the hash. Airs it out over the middle and incomplete. Tended for Sean Harris, number 12 in white. And it would be a punting situation for UMass.
Yeah, Harris has got his hands out there. He's trying to plead his case. I think he feels like he got held maybe, but no call.
The punter is C.J. Kaloji, junior from East Longmeadow, Massachusetts. Averaging 40 yards per punt. Brylan Green back at his own 29. Snapper is Ethan Dumont. Good snap. Kaloji. Ooh, good. Twisting spiral. Green all the way back at the 15. Retreats. He's got it between the hashes. And speeds up to around the 32-yard line. So 17-yard return by Brylan Green. Reese Freeman on the stop for UMass. At the 31-yard line. Well, let's see what Liberty can do for an encore here. Two drives, two touchdowns. Caden Salter is chasing Buckshot Calvert. He needs three more touchdown passes to break Buckshot's record of 29 back in 2017. Salter right now with 27. First down. Keeper Salter running left and just about broken. He's on the far side, numbers up to the 40. He'll pick up 9 where Najee Logan, UMass's leading tackler, coming in, makes the stop. Liberty outgaining UMass 115-38 right now. And 3 yards separate the rushing yards from passing yards. Quint Cooley to the back of Salter. On second down and 1 from the Flames 40. Ball back to Salter. Hands off to Cooley. And breaks it on the far side, numbers to the 40. Makes a cut there to the 30. To the 20. To the 10. To the 5. He's in. Light him up. Touchdown, Liberty. 60-yard run for Quentin Cooley.
Incredible hesitation again by Quentin in the backfield there to allow that hole to open. Just paused and shifted into fifth gear and was gone.
The longest rush from scrimmage for Liberty this season. Before that, Aaron Bedgood took one 49 and out the gate at Buffalo. And what a cut that Quentin had at the 30.
Oh, and Chase Mitchell just absolutely sealed the end. Great blocks.
Nick Brown with the point after. It's on the way and good. 21-0 Liberty. Quint Cooley mentioned about a month ago how much weight he had lost entering this season. It wasn't a lot, but enough to help him get in another gear. Plays around 215 pounds, and when he's on the loose, look out.
Yeah. Well, sports nutrition is such a huge part of college athletics now, and always talking with the sports nutritionists and making sure that the guys are at premium weight, talking with coaches and what they need to be playing at, and what makes a big difference when you feel lighter or feel stronger, feel heavier, however those balances work by position. But QC had no issue with that one.
Two plays, 69 yards. Quinton Cooley, 60-yard run. His 10th rushing touchdown of the year. And Liberty already came in with the single-season rushing record as a team. Morgan's kickoff, fair catch called for by DeWosier. The flag on the play. Let's see what the flag is.
It's the first one of the day, I think, isn't it?
No, the left offside. Tackle had one.
Kick team, number 29. 5-yard penalty. Be added to the end of the play.
Wow, okay. Got it. That was on Liberty, by the way. So the 30 UMass. Will scrimmage. Tyson Pumajon, 4 for 7, 31 yards. Just 7 rushing yards for UMass right now. Snap to Pumachon, number 3 in the whites. Crossing pattern wide open was Mark Pope. Slides down at the 40. He'll pick up 10 on the far hash. Tyron Dupree collars him and knocks him down. Pope transfer from Miami and Jackson State.
Flames are lucky that wasn't a bigger game.
Yeah, he was wide, wide open. So up to the 40 is UMass. 2:12 to play in the first quarter. Pumachon throws right side. Caught by Pope again. Up around the 47-yard line. Picks up 7. Second down and 3. Kobe Singleton, cornerback, pushes him out of bounds by head coach Jamie Chadwell. Flames are signaling in with these big placards that have different things on them. Being blocked by those big partitions that they fold out. Second down, 3 at the UMass 47. Handoff right up the middle. And a gain of 3 is right at the yard to gain. And that was DeWosier, transfer from Louisville, who rushed for a career-high 162 yards. And their win 2 weeks ago against Merrimack. They're going to call him short by a length. 3rd and 1. Right below the interlocking LU logo, stitched in red at midfield. 2 receivers left, 1 right. On 3rd and 1, Pumachon the snap. And the handoff is going to gain 3. And that is Lynch Adams, again, the leading rusher for UMass. Groom Jolly, linebacker, makes the stop for Liberty.
Jolly met him at the line of scrimmage, but Lynch Adams had a little bit of a spin there that just allowed his momentum to get the first down.
First Bacon Trust first down, now to the Liberty 48. I think this might be their first snap in Liberty territory. 28 seconds left in the first quarter, 21-0 Liberty. 2 receivers right, 2 left. The open field for Pumachon. Number 3 in the white takes the snap. Hit as he throws. Ball is in the air, and it's going to be incomplete. Quentin Reese. Actually, Brian Green popped Anthony Simpson as that ball came down.
Yeah, this Liberty defensive line is starting to get some pressure in the backfield, and they may be able to think they can get a couple of sacks here today against UMass.
They're showing that replay on the big board to our right. Bam. Got to be careful, though. That was he led not with his he led with his face mask, but you got to be careful. End around the handoff. Flames are stretching this one out. Tyron Dupree finally runs down Sean Harris laterally down the field. No gain on the play. Nice job by C.J. Bazell also to stretch that one out.
You know, I would think when oppositions are scouting the Flames defense, they think that they can, you know, see some schemes or see some weaknesses in this defense. But the thing you just can't prepare for until you see it is the speed. I mean, the speed on Liberty's defense is extraordinary this year.
Timeout on the field as we go to the second quarter. This quarter break presented by First National Bank. 21-0 Liberty. And we're back for the second quarter on the Liberty Flames Sports Network from Van Wagner.